And now a commentary from a local anti-war, anti-racism activist.
This is John Parker. Back in the late 1890s, the U.S. evolved into an imperialist power. And to celebrate and further define this new rank in the world, it began the conquest of the Philippines with the killing of over 1 million Filipino people. U.S. General Howling Jake Smith, who helped implement this campaign, characterized it well when he instructed his soldiers to, quote, kill and burn, the more you kill and the more you burn, the more you will please me. He defined the criterion for killing as everything over the age of 10. Even after the independence of the Philippines, the U.S. has maintained control and terror over this country by unofficially selecting its leaders. This includes the current president, Gloria Macapagal Arroyo. Under President Arroyo's relatively recent regime alone, hundreds have been disappeared and hundreds have been killed. Government agencies, UN agencies, and human rights organizations from Amnesty International to Human Rights Watch have condemned the armed forces of the Philippines for murders and disappearances. Yet, the people of the Philippines have not been deterred in their struggle to win real independence from U.S. imperialism. One of the organizations in the Philippines that represents this majority voice of the Filipino people is the National Democratic Front, which is today involved in peace talks with the Filipino government. However, as with other governments under the direction of U.S. imperialism, instead of working towards peace, Arroyo's regime is preparing to accelerate its war by accepting more U.S. weapons and has sent a clear message to the Filipino people that it is not in the business of peace. 2 days ago, in the Netherlands, the Dutch government assisted the U.S. Arroyo plans by arresting the chief political consultant to the National Democratic Front, José María Sisson, with framed-up murder charges of killings that took place in 2003, yet Sisson has remained in exile in the Netherlands for the past 20 years. José Sisson is a very prominent and internationally respected critic of the Arroyo government. Because of this, the U.S. has placed him on its terrorist list, yet back in 2001, the European Union voted to take him off the terrorist listing. The U.S. still has refused to do so. One might ask, with all the killings by the U.S. government since 1898, with the assistance of regimes on up to Gloria Macapagal Arroyo, why is it José Sisson who is on trial for murder? Because he represents the voices of the Filipino people for peace and self-determination. The International Action Center is urging everyone to attend a most important emergency demonstration to show a maximum of solidarity with the people of the Philippines by joining the largest Filipino organization against U.S. imperialism here in the United States, Bayan USA, at the Netherlands Consulate General Office at 5:30 p.m. to protest this arrest of José María Sisson. The office is located at 11766 Wilshire Boulevard. That's 5:30 p.m. at 11766 Wilshire Boulevard. To get a copy of this commentary, please call 323-936-7266.